Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Who pays the most and least in Silicon Valley? By Scott Thurm. How much do workers at tech firms make? The answer varies a lot, depending on the employer. The median employee at Amazon made $28,446 last year, according to new disclosures required by the Securities and Exchange Commission. At Facebook, the median employee made $240,430, more than 8 times as much. There are reasons for the big disparity, of course. Facebook's 25,000 employees include many software engineers, which it must recruit in the expensive and competitive San Francisco Bay Area. Most of Amazon's 566,000 employees work in its distribution centers, including many overseas. In the U.S., Amazon says the average hourly wage in its distribution centers is more than $15 an hour, which translates to slightly more than $30,000 a year before overtime. Other disparities reflect differences in companies' businesses and business models. As a car maker, Tesla says 26% of its employees are production workers and 18% are outside the U.S. The company reported median employee pay of $54,816. Tesla says its employees also have benefited from increases in the company's share price. IBM, which has aggressively moved jobs overseas in recent years, reported median pay of $54,491. The New York Times reported in September that IBM now has more employees in India than in the U.S., and IBM spokesperson did not respond to requests for comment. Even within the same tech sector, median pay can vary significantly based on a company's business model. Intel, the largest U.S. maker of semiconductors by revenue, makes its own chips. 3 of its 6 manufacturing sites are in the U.S., as are half of its 102,000 employees. The company reported median pay of $102,100. NVIDIA, whose graphics chips are used widely for machine learning and artificial intelligence, reported median pay of $147,640. The company contracts out the manufacturing of its chips and has only about 8,200 employees. A spokesperson says half of NVIDIA's employees are in the highly competitive Silicon Valley market and that its employees are highly skilled, college-educated, and have deep expertise, all of which command a premium in the market. The median pay figures underscore that intense competition for tech talent in the Bay Area. Nationally, the average pay for software developers and programmers is $102,470, according to the U.S. Labor Department. Bay Area tech firms are paying considerably more. The median pay at Workday, which makes software that helps businesses manage finances and people, is $178,903, according to its proxy statement. At Salesforce, another business software maker, it's $155,284, and at payments processor Square, it's $152,265. Companies are disclosing the median pay of employees for the first time this year under a new SEC rule intended to shine a light on the high pay of CEOs. The rule took effect for fiscal years ending December 31, 2017 or later, so companies on different fiscal calendars, including Apple, Microsoft, and Oracle, won't report their median pay figures until later this year. Companies have to report the ratio of the pay of their CEOs to the median pay of their employees. The Wall Street Journal reported that Marathon Petroleum CEO Gary Heminger was paid $19.7 million last year, or 935 times the $21,034 pay of the company's median worker. The ratios are less meaningful for big tech companies because many of their CEOs are founders who own large chunks of the company and receive only nominal compensation. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey received no compensation, according to the company's proxy statement. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and Google parent Alphabet's Larry Page each were paid $1. Zuckerberg's reported compensation also included $8.8 million for company-provided security services and travel on company planes. Amazon's Jeff Bezos was paid a salary of $81,840, as he has been annually since 1998. His compensation included $1.6 million for security services paid by the company.